Good afternoon. In the lunchtime edition, Barvin says government needs to fast-track proposals to help vendors displaced by their removal from the ABC highway. Close to 50,000 Barbadians vaccinated under the national program. Small hotels report little to no revenue as a result of COVID-19. And Antigua's Prime Minister Gaston Brown brushes aside a proposed injunction to be filed by Barbadian pilots against LIAT in the High Court there. Good afternoon. I'm Keith Goddard. The details to the news just ahead.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC First Caribbean. CIBC First Caribbean.
A warning from the COVID-19 monitoring unit has prompted the well-known operator of a rooms for rent facility to shut down his business, pending a decision on his appeal for a review. Earlier this week, the head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, expressed concern about what he claimed were guest houses used for sexual rendezvous. The proprietor of Best Rooms, who's well known on social media by the nickname Uncle, tells Starcom Network News that while he disagrees with the monitoring unit's proposition in relation to the businesses such as his, he's taken no chances.
It's my intention to agitate but not violate. That is, I am not going to open as instructed by the unit. While I seek counsel and ask the unit to reverse the CM order and seek counsel on the matter. But I am following the directives, so I will agitate but not violate.
Uncle tells Starcom Network News he didn't wait for the monitoring unit, but reached out to them asking them to review their position. And he's also getting legal advice on the matter, as he's convinced that the wording of the COVID-19 directives allows all rental accommodation, including his, to stay open.
The law specifically states, it starts by saying hotels, villas, and rental accommodation. And Mr. Chapman is projecting that the law in saying rental accommodation does not mean places of whatever. I am saying that if the law says hotels, villas, and rental accommodation, that means that the intent of the law was to cover all of those operations. Therefore, all those operations are allowed to operate. I contacted the unit and asked them to review the matter, and I also got to seek some counsel and so forth.
And that's the proprietor of Best Rooms, Uncle. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors, and Entrepreneurs, Barvin, says with the removal of vendors from the ABC highway, there's a need for government to fast-track the proposals to help those affected by the displacement. President Alistair Alexander tells Starcom Network News he hopes to meet soon with officials of the Ministry of Energy, Small Business and Entrepreneurship to work out the details. He says a key decision that has to be addressed is the displacement of highway vendors.
We are in discussion about those things, you know, exactly where these things were already suggested. Okay, but we are, this preliminary, the thing will be if government would be in a position to do those projects at this point. Coconut vendors would have been the main target for that whole idea, right, is specifically Barvin's idea, okay, that would have been presented to more than one administration. So we have developed it to the, that we say instead of just having coconut vendors, you know, you have a little community of vendors. You know, you would decide what kind of vending would be accommodated along with the coconut vendor.
The Barvin head says there's also a need to cap the number of coconut vendors doing trade on the highway.
We have proposed that there be some kind of permits to the existing coconut vendors so that there be no numbers added here, and that we would deal with that. So we are going to be proposing again to this present administration that we do that as soon as possible, right, to issue some kind of permits to those who are currently doing the trade, the coconut trade along the highway. And let that there be a cutoff point, and then be working now to put these people in the right location and the proper home.
As president of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors, and Entrepreneurs, Alistair Alexander. Coordinator of the National COVID-19 Vaccination Campaign, Major David Clark, says the vaccination drive has been a success so far, with just over 45,000 people receiving the jab. He tells Starcom Network News that they've ironed out the issues they've had with the appointment system and promises a smoother process in the second phase of vaccinating.
The program has been going very well. The main issue was the appointment system, which is now working as it should be. And so the numbers are not overwhelming the site as it was in the initial stages. It has taken us a little while, but we have got the system sorted. And going forward in the second phase, it will be a much smoother process. We have actually vaccinated 45,000, and we'll be vaccinated quite a number more between now and Sunday.
That's co-coordinator of the National COVID-19 Vaccination Campaign, Major David Clark. And this is the latest from Starcom Network News.
It's brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
A constitutional motion being filed by a number of former Barbadian LEAP pilots in the Antigua and Barbuda High Court later this week is of little bother to Prime Minister Gaston Browne. The former workers are suing LEAP for deducting more than $5 million EC dollars from their salaries without their consent and illegally lodging it in Clico International as pension. Pilot Neil Cave.
There is a constitutional motion against the legislation in Antigua, which, as far as we are concerned, should have been filed by the unions and not by individuals. But that said, a constitutional motion will be filed against the legislation which is in place now this week, that stops the workers or anybody for that matter taking any kind of legal action against LEAP.
Speaking from St. John's, Antigua, Prime Minister Gaston Browne tells Starcom Network News that the airline is broke.
They have a right to take whatever legal action they deem fit to protect their own interests. LEAP is a private limited liability company. All I say to them is that I wish them luck in terms of any settlement, because LEAP has no money. The money in which LEAP is surviving on right now is actually investments coming from the government of Antigua and Barbuda. So it seems to me to be an exercise in futility, but if it is that they wish to pursue that option, that's fine. My government is prepared to walk away from LEAP 1974 Limited, start a new entity, and move forward. So if it is that they want the remnants of LEAP and they want to fight for it, they can have it.
On the subject of assistance to the hundreds of former LEAP employees, Prime Minister Browne says he has so far offered a compassionate payment to those in Antigua. However, he said no collective decision has been made by shareholder governments to pay former employees across the region.
Many of the governments have written back to ask on what legal basis. I have to admit that we have not been able to firmly determine law a legal basis for such a payment. And that is why we have argued that the payment should be made on compassionate grounds. So we are still awaiting the other countries to agree to make a compassionate payment. And in the meantime, and the Antiguan and Barbudan government is awaiting the employees through their representatives of various unions to accept our proposal. Until such time, there's nothing we can do, and making public noises about this issue cannot resolve the matter. Not that I have any difficulty with them agitating for what is due to them, but at the same time, there's a constructive way in which to engage, and I think that they're just missing the point, and that, you know, they're making these compassionate pleas when there's already a compassionate offer on the table.
Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Browne. Executive Director of the Intimate Hotels of Barbados Group, Davina Lane, says her membership is falling on hard times with extremely low occupancy rates. And she tells Starcom Network News they're reviewing their options with the government's best program to survive.
There is little to no revenue coming in at the moment. Most traffic has really ceased, and we are really seeing occupancies in the range of 0 to 20% currently. So things are a bit difficult at this time, and occupancies are extremely low. The government has put in place the best program, and some of our members have accessed that program. We're also in further discussion with the best program, looking specifically at carving out a system and an approach that would be, you know, suited for the local and indigenous hotels.
That's Executive Director of the Intimate Hotels of Barbados Group, Davina Lane. A recap of the top stories. Barvin wants governments to fast-track proposals to help vendors displaced by the removal from the ABC highway. close to 50,000 Barbadians vaccinated under the national program, small hotels report little to no revenue as a result of COVID-19, and Antigua and Barbados Prime Minister Gaston Brown brushes aside a proposed injunction to be filed by Barbadian pilots against LIAT in the High Court there. The top stories at this the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good afternoon.
The latest was brought to an association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256 to receive breaking news.